Every man loves what he is good at. Every man loves what he is good at. Here at the University of Healing, at the Absolute Monastery, and Church of God Unlimited, for all the years of our existence, one of our trademarks has been to hug. And we teach every student who comes to the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery, to the Church of God Unlimited, we teach them how to hug. Now, it's not a matter of wanting to have a sexual relationship with you in a hug. It's a matter of having a metaphysical relationship with you with a hug. And a true hug is a metaphysical relationship that you have with yourself and with everyone in your world. And if you're good at it, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. When we began our quest for the hug, we would go to all of our seminars, and we would hug all of our people and hug them assiduously, lovingly, gently, kindly, but firmly. As I often said, I would go into my lectures, into my seminars all around the world, and I would give my talks, and my talks would be so much love, so much unconditional love, so fantastically loving, because I was such a good lover. And so when the talk was over, I would go to the door and stand there and hug each person as they left and thank them for being at the seminar and at the lecture or whatever it was. Sometimes there were several hundred people there, and it was quite lovely. And everybody wanted the hug. And then after they got the hug, they'd go outside. The women would leave their purses inside on purpose and come back to get their purse and, of course, have to come through the line and get another hug. And I didn't mind that at all. I didn't mind that at all because my hugs were sincere hugs, sometimes a little stronger. But the women and the men sometimes would sort of ease away from me. They wanted it, but they didn't want it because they didn't know how to do it. And I have to hug them a little firmer to let them know that, hey, this is for real. This is for real. But every man loves what he is good at. And I was good at hugging. And I was very good at hugging. And I enjoyed it so thoroughly all over the world. Every country that I've ever been to, everybody loved the hug. And then during this time, the rest of the world was coming out of the hug the hug thought also. They were coming into the idea that, hey, hugging is good. And so the other metaphysical leaders and the other church leaders and the other people in psychology organizations started to get into the hug. And hugging became quite prominent all over the world. But then, as with things that were a fad, it went out of prominence. And probably it went out of prominence because they didn't handle it right. Because if you don't hug with unconditional love, you're not really giving a hug. You're not really giving a hug. You're doing just what you think is a psychologically proper thing to do, or you're doing what you think is a good thing to do, or whatever. Or maybe just because it turns you on a little bit. But if you are turned on with unconditional love, right from the start, everything that you do, you will be good at. Because everything you do, you love. Now, if you love your family, you hug them. We were watching Leave It to Beaver. And it's from the 50s. It's a television serial. And it's a very nice show about this young boy and his brother growing up in the family. But what always got me was the peck on the cheek that the papa gave the mama and the mama gave the papa. It was nice. It was better than no peck, I guess. But it was a peck on the cheek. And they go and they stick their head over toward each other and they peck each other on the lips or the cheek and then go on with their conversation. They stop a conversation for a peck on the cheek. And it was so unreal. It was so unrighteous. I think that someone should have told the persons who played the mother and the father in the Leave It to Beaver show that they're actors. And actors kiss enthusiastically and kiss holistically. They kiss with all their heart and with all their soul as though they're in love with each other. As though they're in love with each other. Now, in our hugs and in our ohms and the kisses that we give, we don't act as though we're in love with each other. We act a little differently. And this is what I teach every one of my students. You are in love with yourself. You have unconditional love, and you cannot give a half-baked kiss. You cannot give a half-baked hug because you're in love with yourself. Every man loves what he is good at. Now, if you are not a good lover, you will show it in how you hug and how you kiss and how you respond. It doesn't have to be a passionate, super movie star type of act, but at least it should be a caring act, as though you really like yourself and you like it. You don't kiss your wife like you'd kiss a frog, you know. You don't kiss your children like you'd kiss a turtle, you know, where you make sure you don't kiss him on his pointy beak. You love them with all your heart and all your soul and all your being, and you love them so wonderfully. But this is what is the earmark. It's the telltale mark that shows whether you are real in doing what you're doing or whether you're not. Whether you are pretending or whether you are not.
Exactly.
One of our students was giving hugs to people, and he greeted people and he gave them a hug. And then the people would come to the organization here, headquarters, and then they get a hug here from me. And then they say, wow, what a difference. His hug was nice, but your hug, oh my, I felt it all day long. I felt like you really cared. You really were good at it. You're good at hugging. You're good at sharing love. You're good at giving your love. And often it's misunderstood, but that's the way it is. The thing is, when you're good at something, it can be misunderstood.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. If anyone wants to misunderstand it and anyone wants to take umbrage with it, that's perfectly okay. You don't give it a thought. But if you misunderstand it, then you got a problem.
Yeah.
If you give a hug because it's just a flooding out of your heart of the joy that you are, of the love that you are, that's great. If you give a hug that's half-baked, you know, everybody knows it and everybody realizes that it's not sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we do, and we're good at it, is because we're sincere at it.
Yeah.
And if you are sincere at in everything you do, you will find that everybody in the world just sparkles and is joyous and is happy and is vibrant and wants to take you in their arms and hug you and wants to hold you in their arms and say, I love you, and say, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Herb, what are you saying? Boom. If that's the way I feel about it, that's all that matters, isn't it? If other people feel that way, good. If not, that's their problem. Many times, some of the women that I'd hug in seminars, they'd say, oh, you hug so tight. And I'd say, no, just firm. No, tight. Nobody in my life ever hugged me like that. And I said, well, maybe you ought to go and teach them. That's a good exercise to learn well, and that's a good exercise to feel comfortable in. That's a good when you take your children and you give them a fish hand or you give them a fish hug, they know that you're not sincere. And anything that you don't do in love is not sincere.
Yeah.
And if you love what you do, everything that you do, every person that you are with, every circumstance that you're in, if you love it, that's all that matters, because you are the person that is doing the doing. You're the person doing the loving. So look at everyone in your world. And if they're not worth a loving hug, if they're not worth your unconditional love 100%, well, dig a hole and climb in.
That's cool.
Because you're not benefiting yourself and you're not benefiting your world unless everything you do is done with love and sincerity and with the idea that they'd like to come back for more.
Yeah.
That's the test.
Yeah.
That's the real test. Think on these things. Every man knows how to love. Every man loves what he is good at. Now, what are you good at? Think about it. Are you even good at petting a dog or a cat?
A cat.
Yeah. Or a child? Ah, you're all dirty. Oh, whatever. Or your husband or wife? Well, he's always got smoke, cigarettes on his breath. He's always got liquor on his breath. He's always got, hey, that is careless love. Truly careless love. You love the cigarettes and the liquor more than you do your wife or more than you do your husband. Stop and think. Every man loves what he is good at. So let's all be good at something wonderful today, like loving ourselves and loving everyone in our world. Because that's what life's all about, and that's all that matters, is that you love yourself and you love everyone in the world. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you because I love myself so very much. I love you.
Love you too.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.